Welcome to the Total Nerd List podcast, the podcast where we make lists and be nerds. I'm Tom.
I'm Shane.
That is Shane and Reggie, if you didn't hear that. Happy New Year, because it is the new year when you'll be listening to this. Happy New Year in advance, guys.
Happy New Year's Day, guys.
Absolutely.
This week, our theme is favorite Gen 5 video games.
Ooh, which ones are Gen 5 again?
I'm glad you asked, Reginald. Let's see. So, from the Wikipedia page, Gen 5 is also known as the 32-bit era, the 64-bit era, or the 3D era, the era from October 4th, 1993 to March 23rd, 2006. I didn't know it went that long.
I didn't know it started that early.
Uh-uh. Yeah. Well, I found one article that said it was like 1985 to 1996, but I'm pretty sure this one is correct. The best-selling console was the Sony PlayStation, followed by the Nintendo 64, and then the Sega Saturn. And then PlayStation also had a redesigned version, the PS1. I don't really know the difference between those. Some features that distinguish the fifth generation consoles, 3D polygon graphics. So if you ever played Super Smash Bros., the original one, there was the fighting polygon team. 3D graphics capabilities. A lot of systems moved to CD-ROM storage, with the 64 still using cartridges. And it sounds like there were a lot of jumps in audio quality and everything. And then it was also not a big era for handhelds. So the real only good selling handheld that came out during that time was the Game Boy Color.
The Game Boy Color. I love
yes.
Game Boy
Color.
I had the purple transparent purple.
That one was sweet. I had the clear see-through Game Boy Pocket.
Oh, fun. Was that color, though, or was that still black and white?
That was right before the color came out. But yeah, that's it's a good era. I feel like it was a good age for video games for all of us. So the 64 was one of the first systems I got for myself. So it's got some good memories there. So, yeah. What have y'all been nerding out on this week?
Well, I'll start. For Christmas, the family got the Pokemon. I haven't started mine over, my husband and kid both have started theirs from the beginning, and so I've been jumping in and helping them with that. And then I also got the complete Kingdom Hearts collection.
Ooh.
Our PlayStation 4 has been out of commission because it kept like spitting the discs out. But it was for the PlayStation. So I pulled it out and I brought it upstairs and I was trying to play it. And I was this close to beating the tournament on Mount Olympus. And the disc, not only did the disc shoot out, but it like spit it across the room.
No.
I got really frustrated and I opened the PlayStation up and I cleaned it and I tightened some screws and it's like new. It doesn't make any sounds. It hasn't spit the disc out, knock on some wood, since I've done that. I'm actually at the end of the first Kingdom Hearts. And so what my plan is to play them in the order of all of the games. And I'm going to try my best to get through the handheld versions with the cards and stuff, but I'm for sure going to play at least 1, 2, and 3 again.
Nice.
That's amazing.
That's really all I've been doing this week.
What about you, Shane?
All right. So I also got some cool nerd Christmas gifts. I also got to play some really cool tabletop games. So first I got, are you familiar with the game Betrayal at House on Haunted Hill?
Yeah.
Kind of.
So I have a Scooby-Doo version of that, which I am super stoked to try out and play. And then I got to play two others with my family that I spent the holidays with, called Trekking Across the National Parks. Uber fun. Totally won that game. You go across, you board the United States, and you go to the different national parks. And it's very similar to Ticket to Ride, where you're trying to collect certain colors of cards each turn so you can get the National Park card. And the first one to get to 5 ends the game, and whoever has the most points wins.
They are the king of the national parks.
Yes. And then I got to play No Escape, which is a really fun tile placing game where you're trying to escape, but your opponents place tiles that have more moves, and I guess other sectors is what they really are in front of you. Huh. And so that was really fun. And I ended up with a copy of that game because myself and another relative both got it for my brother, and I knew that was one of their big gifts to my brother. So I said, I'll take mine back. But after playing it, I'm like, I have a new game.
That's fun.
Wasn't there a tile trapping game with bugs? Have you ever played that one?
I have not.
I had my friend had it, and I always wanted to play it with him. I never got to, but it was like a tile game, and you were all bugs, and I guess you tried to trap the other bugs. have to look up what that one was. Anything awesome. Else?
Yes, I got to play the remake of Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, which was one of my favorite GameCube games. It's absolutely beautiful and gorgeous. I've not had a lot of time to really get into it, but I can't wait for that. And I got my Fairy Tail game, because Fairy Tail is an anime that I love so, so much. It's got a lot of heart, and they have a Switch game, and I got that for Christmas as well.
Nice.
I love Hot Pursuit.
Yes, it's so good. And the only other thing I've done is, because it is the holidays for Christmas and New Year's, since I buy comic books digitally, tons of them are on sale. So I would encourage anyone that does that, and even if you buy them physically, check wherever you buy them from. They're probably having some end of year sales, and that's a great time to load up on some comics.
I will have to check that out with Comixology.
Absolutely, because I think they're having a sale too. But what about you, Tom? What are you nerding out on?
Well, we've been talking about it a lot on the podcast, but I finally got Mason's book, 34 Degrees. And yes. I will not get too much into it because I'm about a third of the way through, but it is riveting so far, and it really got, it was a fast book. I got into it pretty quickly, and like I've said on here before, I'm really bad about getting into books. So it was a good start to a book for me, and I'm really enjoying it. Allison got me a bunch of comic books from Foggy Pine Books, our local bookstore in town. So I'm got some new reading there as well, but I'll get into those once I get further into them. I found a new Metroidvania style game called Axiom Verge. Have y'all ever heard of it?
Mm-mm.
It is not. Infuriating. It's really good. Good graphics. They really did a good job of capturing that game style, but it is just so hard. So I've been playing that, and then Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, I finally got kind of back into that again. It's a farming game where you have to get a certain amount of shards or whatever each day. And I'd kind of been stuck in a long grind of just farming for this one team, and it had gotten really boring. And I finally got all of my Imperial troopers in that game to 7 stars. So if you don't play the game, that means nothing to you, but it was the end of a frustrating and boring journey. But that was exciting for me.
Good. That's awesome.
So, now that we've got that out of the way, I have my list, I guess.
Very nice.
Go for it.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, so all of mine are 64 games. We had a PC. I had some fun games on there, but really the 64 was my system. It was the first one I ever got for me with, like, my own games. My brother had the Super Nintendo before that, so love the 64. Grew up on the 64. Number 5 is Mario Tennis for the 64.
Oh, really?
And I never owned it, but we got to go to Hawaii when I was, I guess in 6th grade maybe, and they had one of the game rooms where they had like the PS1 and the 64, and they had Mario Tennis in there, and I played it every day. It was absolutely infuriating, but it was extremely fun. I really want to get the Wii version if it's anything close to that.
To Hawaii to play Mario Tennis.
But Yeah, good happy memories. I remember when I was playing it, though, the Spider-Man game for the PS1 was, like, stuck in a loop next to mm-hmm. me. And it was the mission where Mary Jane was stolen by Venom, and all I kept hearing was Tobey Maguire going, "Give back my wife!" for, like, 5 hours straight while I played this game. So that was just happy memories around that one. Next one that I've mentioned before, GoldenEye. I was obsessed with that game when I was little, to the point my parents actually had to take it away for a little bit. But it holds up to today. And I love playing with different cheats and all that fun stuff. The fact that the cheats were built into the game like that, was always super fun.
Oh, see, that one is so good. Mm-hmm. So many arguments were settled with, playing a round of GoldenEye between friends when I was a kid.
Yeah, the only thing that stinks is, like, I was kind of young when it came out and couldn't really hang with anyone who would come over and play it, so I never really got to play multiplayer as much and have fun. It was usually getting blown up and laughed at. So I never got to play it multiplayer, but maybe once the pandemic's over and we can get 4 working Nintendo 64 controllers, we can all play it in a room together.
I 64 and all my controllers work.
Sounds good.
Yay!
I'm down to like 1.5.
Let's play it.
Next on my list, Mario Kart 64. The first game I got on the 64 when I got the system. I really don't think they've ever improved upon this game when it comes to Mario Kart. I think they've gotten close to comparable, but Mario Kart 64 will always be the number one Mario Kart game to me. And it's infuriating, but also fun. And I don't know if y'all remembered how Peach would just decide she was going to pass you at the end of each race out of nowhere.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a good one. Did y'all play that much?
Oh, yes.
I always played Mario Kart on the Super Nintendo.
I never had that one, but Mario 64 or Mario Kart 64 was the definite favorite. Next up, both Banjo-Kazooies. Banjo-Kazooie and Banjo-Tooie. spent so many hours on that game, especially Banjo-Tooie with all the different Jinjos and eggs. I think it was a really good sequel, and just great dialogue for a game where it was just no voice actors, really.
Those golden puzzle pieces.
Jiggies,
that's right.
But those games were just huge for me growing up and can still play them to this date. And then my final one, Winback Covert Operations. Have you ever heard of that game?
I have not.
Say it again.
Winback Covert Operation.
Mm-mm.
It was, I guess it was pretty obscure, but it was a third-person shooter. You did it by kind of like locking on to each person, and then it had like a big cover aspect to it where you would hide and then jump out and shoot them. And as long as you were in cover, you were safe. Kind of like Time Crisis, but more of like did you ever play Time Crisis?
I did.
Yeah, the arcade game. So like a big cover feature in that game. And apparently it inspired a bunch of later shooters, but it also just it was probably like the first time I got invested in a video game storyline. All the way through, it had this awesome storyline with an awesome twist at the end, but just a fun and frustrating game. All these games were just extremely frustrating, even though they were super fun.
Well, if it's not frustrating, was it fun then?
Yeah. I guess I should tell myself that about the Fallen Order game.
I have not picked that up because I got so mad one day. It's been probably like 4 weeks since I've picked it up.
Same here. But one final thing on Winback, it was also just a game me and my brother played a lot together during that era, and you know, getting to play through that game together was really fun. But those are my Gen 5s.
Do you have an honorable mention?
I got so many honorable mentions. I'll just read them really quick and not talk about any of them. Pokemon Snap, Pokemon Stadium, Kirby the Crystal Shards, Buck Bumble, Diddy Kong Racing, NFL Blitz, Glover, Army Men, and Quarterback Club 99. Those are all just games that I loved growing up.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, Shane, do you have some trivia for us?
I do. As always, trivia will start out kind of simple and then hopefully grow a little more challenging as we go.
Now, has Tom won 2 weeks in a row now?
Yes, I have.
Oh, Lord. All right, I'm ready.
All right, do we have someone to keep score?
I've got a tally going.
Perfect. Question number one. Which Gen 5 console was released on October 21st, 1998?
PS1.
Question.
No. It was the Game Boy Color.
Mm.
Nice.
I'm very bad with history and dates.
Okay, well, the next one will be very easier, I have a feeling. What is the name of the company that owns the PlayStation?
Sony.
Sony.
Yes.
Heard Reggie. Yeah.
Question number three. How many games did the N64 have at launch?
12.
No and no. It only had two.
Which ones?
Smash. Well, that's
kind of part of the next question.
Okay.
Going off of that, what was the name of the game that launched with both the SNES and N64 while only adding the number 64 to the game's title?
Mario Kart?
Nope, Mario Kart was not a launch game.
Hmm. Let's see.
Oh my gosh.
Super Mario 64?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. It was actually Pilot Wings.
Wow.
Have you guys ever played that?
No clue.
I haven't played it.
Oh, I really, really enjoy those games. All right, well, the next one has some multiple questions or multiple choices because it is a little more challenging, or maybe not. We'll see. What was the best-selling game for the PlayStation? Is it A, Gran Turismo, B, Crash Bandicoot, C, Tomb Raider, or D, Resident Evil?
Tomb Raider.
No.
Crash Bandicoot.
No.
Is it Gran Turismo?
Yes.
That was the most unlikely one, so I should have picked that one. I knew it wasn't Resident Evil because I would have known that.
Shane, are you beating us by like four right now?
He's on four.
Wow. All right. Next question. The colors in the word Game Boy Color logo represent what?
Roy G. Biv.
The color wheel?
They do not represent the color wheel.
Oh.
The colors that the Game Boy can do?
Yes, the ones that they came in.
Like the color of the game? Oh, the system. Game Boy itself?
Of the system. It was the five colors that they offer.
Oh.
Ah.
Which were red, purple, green, blue, and yellow.
No, yeah, the yellow pink one with that special Pikachu.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wanted it so bad!
They did eventually release a pink one, but the pink one was a special release with the Kirby Tilt and Tumble game.
Yeah.
Tilt and Tumble, I remember that.
First motion use in a game.
Wow.
All right, next question, another multiple choice. What was the best-selling game for the N64? Is it The Legend of Zelda? Is that Ocarina of Time? Did I say that right?
Ocarina of Time, yeah.
Ocarina of Time. Or is it B, GoldenEye, C, Mario Kart 64, or D, Super Mario 64?
GoldenEye.
No.
Mario Kart.
No, it was actually Mario 64.
64, wow.
Dang.
I knew everybody. Everybody who had a 64 always had that game.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one of the launch titles, but even if people didn't get it, I feel like they eventually got it. All right, next question. What year was the PlayStation released in America?
96.
No.
99.
Nope. 95. Reggie was close.
I remember when it came out. I think I was still in Germany, and I think I was at a kid's house, and his dad came home, and it was like, look, it's the new game console. I remember distinctly seeing it, like, being turned on for the first time.
All right, I have three more questions.
There's no way for us to win.
So go playing for second.
All right.
Which one of these was not a launch title for the Game Boy Color? Is it A, Game & Watch Gallery, B, Tetris DX, C, Super Mario Brothers Deluxe, or D, Pocket Bomberman?
Game & Watch.
Pocket Bomberman.
No and no.
What?
Both Mario of those launch titles. The correct answer was Super Mario Brothers Deluxe. That did not come until later.
Wow. Hmm. I had that one because it had, I remember how, I can even see how deluxe was spelled out.
Yes, same.
I can too, but also because I saw it on my Switch the other day.
Oh.
All right. Which N64 game was the first to include the character Waluigi?
Mario Tennis.
Yes.
I was going to say Mario Party.
That's the only game that originally included, that's what the question was, so blah.
All right, and the final question, because it's like I had intended to just have this to be a closest thing, so the answer is going to be a number, and whoever gets closest gets the point. How many games were released in total for the PlayStation in America?
113.
220.
Oh no, you guys weren't even close.
1,335. How many?
1,335. Has a huge library.
Yeah.
Wow. we flunked. Shane really will mop the floor with us.
Oh, I liked it.
Shane wins. Yay!
Yay, for once.
Now your grand prize is to share your list with us.
Let's hear it.
All right. So at the top of my list, I did not own a PlayStation until a little later in life, but I had relatives that had one, so I would get to play it occasionally. And one of the first games that I really got into for that was Twisted Metal, the Twisted Metal series.
Oh, man. With the clown bus?
Yes. It was the machine truck.
Exactly, and I would try to destroy that one every time I played against it.
I remember there was like different storylines for each of the characters, and wasn't there like a chick cop, and her story had something to do with going to the moon? Like maybe that's where her brother was, or something. I can't remember.
What?
Oh goodness, see, I didn't get to play it that much, unfortunately. And I've played later versions, and I've even played like blatant ripoffs of the game. But it always held a special place in my heart because it was so fun, and it's so different than any other game before it. Next on my list, and a lot of people may not realize this about me, but I am actually a wrestling fan. So WWE No Mercy is the end-all be-all to games just for wrestling in general, even still today.
Oh, was that the game where you could go to the crowd and press R and they would like give you a chair?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, it was just so fun. It had like all the characters. You could do any match you want, and it really had like the best roster of any game before it. And it, you know, I think the WCW games used the same model, and the WWE game came after that. But I was always more of a WWE guy, which then was known as WWF. But it was, I just remember I played all the story modes that I could, played them over because it was a little different for each character sometimes until it started to repeat. But lots of good memories. Made a lot of my family members mad because I generally beat them at that game. And yeah, you know, it's just a safe way to take out aggression in a semi kind of violent way, I guess. But next on my list, Mario Kart 64. It's essential for the 64. Had to be on there. And I'm a huge fan of Mario. And of course, the Mario Kart series is no exception.
Who's your character?
My character? Generally, Peach.
Nice.
And if she's not available, then I do Mario.
I'm always Peach as well. And if Peach isn't available, then Baby Peach.
She's not in the 64 version.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Was the turtle, the, what's his name? The
Koopa?
Yeah, the Koopa turtle.
No, it was not either. Toad.
Mm-hmm.
Toad was in the game. I was always Yoshi or Bowser.
I thought the cool thing about the N64 is sometimes, you know, when you got knocked off the track, I mean, I know there were exceptions, but you were knocked on another part of it, so you had to redo it. And I really kind of liked that. It felt a little more real life to me like that. Next up, my number two, Super Smash Bros. I do have a thing for fighting games, apparently, and Smash Bros. Was one of those first ones, again, that I started making people, my family members, angry with it because I played Kirby and then coincidentally got good with Ness when we unlocked him, who I still use today. And yeah, just the original one, it's so great. And it had such a small cast and levels, but it was so fun.
Don't get hustled by Shane. He will whoop your butt.
And finally, my number one pick. Again, I didn't have a PlayStation. And honestly, I didn't have a Game Boy Color at the time either. I got the Game Boy Advance later in life, but not the Game Boy Color. So, rounding out my list, the Mario Party series.
Nice.
I couldn't pick one, so I just included the series, which we all know began on the 64. Lots of good memories. Lots of ruined relationships and friendships with that game.
Don't steal my star.
They were so good, you know, it kind of hurt, but like literally it hurt because of the way you had to play some of the mini games with the controller. And Bumper Balls was my favorite game, still is, from that series.
I always liked the one where you had to like run around as the floor was falling out from under you.
That's a good one too. It was also one of my favorites.
And then the jump rope one. I always really liked that one.
Wasn't there like a bobsled one?
Mm-hmm.
With the penguins, I think.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yes, and you know, and you can never like get it right with your partner. At least I couldn't.
I have two or three of the parties in my drawer downstairs with the 64.
Yeah.
Yes.
I never owned the party games, but I always liked them when I played them.
Oh,
they're fun
for the Switch.
Definitely.
Yeah. Most definitely, and those have the best boards too, I think.
Yes.
But that's my list. I didn't really have an honorable mention because there were just too many to name. And, you know, I was huge a fan of Mario Tennis as well. I played some GoldenEye as well. Some other really random games. But huge Nintendo kid, so I had N64. And, yeah, that's my list.
Good list, Shane.
Thank you.
Well, Reggie, do you have a list for us?
No, I didn't do a list this. No, I'm just kidding. Of course I made a list. I also did not have systems. I had a Game Boy Color. And the only reason why I had that was I won it from a magazine. It was Disney Adventure magazine, and you had to like fill out a thing and put a stamp in an envelope and mail it. And somehow I won it. So, one day I opened the mail and there was a box in it and it had my name on it, and I opened it up and it was a purple see-through Game Boy Color, and it was the coolest thing ever.
That is amazing.
But I did go over to, you know, friend's house, and they had systems. And then later growing, when I got older, I was able to get my hands on some games. But starting out my list definitely had to be GoldenEye.
Mm-hmm.
I loved GoldenEye. The level with the watch where you had to use the lasers to cut the hole in the bottom of the train.
Oh, yeah.
Was always the most frustrating thing because I don't know why I could never get my hands to do the controls right, and I would run out of time. Or you could do the trick where you like did it too fast and you could get her like off of the train, or I can't remember. There was so much secret stuff that me and my friends would do. It was ridiculous.
Did enjoy that game quite a bit.
Next on my list was not something I played when it first came out, but I've gone back, Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
Yes.
I have probably played that game from beginning to end 7 times. I've even done it where once you beat it, you redo the name and you put Maria in and then you play through as her.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's all kinds of cheats and stuff that you can do like that. I love that game. So much fun. Actually, most of the time whenever I see it added to something, I will purchase it and play it again just because it's that good of a game. Let's see here. Next on my list is Donkey Kong 64.
Oh, you had to have the expansion pack for it.
Well, like I said, I didn't have the 64, so I only ever got to play it at friend's house. But the expansion pack was so you could save, right?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure you couldn't save the game if you didn't have the expansion pack. So we never actually got to save it. We just would always play and have to start at the beginning. But did you ever have those weekends where you were staying with a friend and you literally just left it on overnight? So you could wake up and hit pause and keep playing. That was one of the Donkey Kong 60. That was Donkey Kong 64 for me.
Nice.
Next on my list is the Resident Evil series. You guys know how much I love Resident Evil, and it all started on a weekend overnight stay at my friend Justin's house, and he had the first game, and we played it at night, and those dogs... when you first walk through that hallway as Jill and those dogs jump through that window, oh man, did we get so freaked out and so scared. And that's what started my love of that series. And then I'm putting Resident Evil, the series, because there was 1, 2, and 3 that came out on the PlayStation. And all three of them were great in their own way.
Yes.
And then finally, finishing out my list, of course, is going to be Pokemon Silver and Gold. I think that was probably the first game for the Game Boy Color that I had that I actually owned that was mine, that I wasn't like borrowing from a friend.
Mm-hmm.
My first one was Gold. I remember that because Ho-Oh was the legendary that I got. But yeah, I always have been a Pokemon fan. My first game was Blue. So when the new ones came out, I had a better understanding of how to play and what, you know, what was going on. And then, of course, that was the one that introduced the baby Pokemon with the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Pichu and the Smoochum and all those, which I just was. but I love Pokemon. So that's my list. And then I did have to put an honorable mention of Legend of Zelda Oracle of Ages and Seasons. That was a typical Zelda game, but there were two of them. And when you played one, you got a code that you could put in the next one that would be like a continuation. Played those both of those games several times, actually.
Very nice.
Just fun. But yeah, that's my list.
Great list, fellas. Yeah. Well, that is our show for the week. Do y'all have anyone y'all want to shout out?
I always like to mention my buddy Jimmy. He does the Willow Mountain Woodwork, and you can find him on Facebook and Instagram, Willow Mountain Woodwork. And then if you also want to buy his stuff in person, you can find that at the Ramblin' Poppy, which is the butcher shop out in West Jefferson. Definitely give them a check out. They're pretty awesome.
Very nice. Anything from you, Shane?
You know, I mentioned Jordy Marie Games. I am checking out her streams whenever I can, which I fell off of a little bit over the holidays, but I'm picking back up, so.
I think she just broke a milestone. I can't remember if it's like 2,000 viewers or more than that, but she's mm-hmm. really taken off.
That's awesome.
So be sure to check her out.
You want to shout out our social media as well, Shane?
Yes, absolutely. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Total Nerd List, and you can also email us at totalnerdlist@gmail.com.
Very nice. And before we go, I actually have a guest list for this week from my brother Brett.
Yes.
His favorite Gen 5 game starting at number 5 was FIFA 99 for the PC. I had a Fatboy Slim song as the intro that was the soundtrack to my childhood. I was very bad at that game. I had to turn off the rules and slide tackle the goalie to score.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, which was a game I had no idea he enjoyed when I was growing up, but Pokemon Snap.
Nice.
I love Pokemon Snap. I cannot wait for the remake for the Switch.
Same here. Number 3, Tony Hawk Pro Skater, the original one.
Yep.
I only really played the third one. I wasn't good at the first one. Number 2, GoldenEye. And number one, Mario Kart 64. So
a lot of similar. We have
a lot of similar.
Everybody has a little bit of the same taste, I guess.
I mean, mm-hmm. those were just all good games.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's weird that they were so simple but so good and compared to what games are now. But love this era of gaming. Thank y'all for listening so much. We'll try and post some more on our social media to get more fan lists to read out. But
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Happy New Year's, everybody.
Happy New Year. Bye.
Bye.